Day of the Dragon King. Chapter 1, The Bamboo Book. Annie peeked into Jack's room.
"Ready to go to China?" she asked.
Jack took a deep breath.
"Sure,"
he answered.
"Bring your secret library card,"
Annie said.
"I have mine in my pocket."
"Yep,"
said Jack. He opened his top dresser drawer and took out a thin wooden card. The letters M.L. on it shimmered in the light. Jack dropped the card into his backpack. Then he threw in his notebook and a pencil.
"Let's go," said Annie.
Jack pulled on his pack and followed her.
"What are we in for today?" he wondered.
"Bye, Mom,"
said Annie as they passed their mom in the kitchen. "Where are you going?" she asked.
"China,"
said Annie.
"Great,"
said their mom. She winked at them. "Have fun."
Fun, thought Jack. He was afraid that fun wasn't quite the right word.
"Just wish us luck," he said, as he and Annie headed out the front door. "Good luck," their mother called.
"If only she knew we weren't pretending,"
Jack whispered to Annie.
"Yeah,"
said Annie, grinning. Outside, the sun shone brightly. Birds sang. Crickets chirped. Jack and Annie walked up their street toward the Frog Creek Woods.
"I wonder if the weather'll be this nice in China," Annie said.
"I don't know. Remember, Morgan said this would be a very scary adventure," said Jack.
"They're always scary," said Annie. "But we always meet animals who help us, or people."
"True," said Jack.
"I bet we meet someone great today,"
said Annie. Jack smiled. He was starting to feel excited now instead of scared. "Let's hurry," he said. They ran into the Frog Creek Woods. They slipped between the tall trees until they came to a huge oak.
"Hello,"
came a soft voice they knew well. They looked up. Morgan was peering down from the magic treehouse. "Ready for your next mission as master librarians?" she asked.
"Yes,"
said Jack and Annie. They grabbed the rope ladder and started up.
"Are we still going to China?"
asked Annie when they had climbed into the treehouse.
"Indeed," said Morgan. "You're going to ancient China. Here is the title of the story you must find."
She held up a long, thin strip of wood. It looked like a ruler, except it had strange writing on it instead of numbers.
"Long ago, the Chinese discovered how to make paper. It was one of the world's most important discoveries," said Morgan. "But you are going to a time earlier than that, to a time when books were written on bamboo strips, like this one."
"Wow," said Annie, pointing at the figures on the bamboo. "So this is Chinese writing?"
"Yes," said Morgan. "Just as we have letters, Chinese writing is made up of many characters. Each one stands for a different thing or idea. These characters are the title of an ancient Chinese legend. You must find the first writing of the legend before the Imperial Library is destroyed."
"Hurry, let's go," said Annie.
"Wait, we need our research book," said Jack.
"Yes, you do," said Morgan. From the folds of her robe, she pulled out a book. On the cover was the title, The Time of the First Emperor. Morgan handed the book to Jack.
"This research book will guide you," she said. "But remember, in your darkest hour, only the old legend can save you."
"But we have to find it first," said Annie.
"Exactly," said Morgan. She handed Jack the bamboo strip, and he slipped it into his pack.
Jack pushed his glasses into place, then pointed at the cover of their research book.
"I wish we could go there," he said. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.
Chapter 2, The Cowherd.
"Oh, wow," Annie said. "These clothes feel so soft. And look, I have a pocket for my secret library card."
Jack opened his eyes. Their clothes had magically changed. They no longer wore jeans, t-shirts, and sneakers. Instead, they had on baggy pants, loose shirts, straw shoes, and round hats. Annie's shirt had a pocket in it. Jack saw that his backpack had become a rough cloth sack. Inside were his research book, his notebook, his library card, and the bamboo strip.
"Cows," said Annie, looking out the window.
Jack looked out, too. The treehouse had landed in a lone tree in a sunny field. Cows grazed, and a young man stood watching over them. At the edge of the field was a farmhouse. Beyond the house was a walled city.
"It looks so peaceful," said Annie.
"You can never be sure," said Jack. "Remember Pompeii looked peaceful before the volcano went off."
"Oh, yeah," said Annie.
"Let's see what the book says," said Jack.
He reached in the sack and pulled out the China book. He opened it and read aloud. Over 2,000 years ago, China was ruled by its first emperor. Because he chose the dragon to be his symbol, he was called the Dragon King. In China, dragons are seen as brave and powerful creatures.
"Dragon King? That sounds a little scary," said Jack.
"I like his outfit," said Annie.
Next to the writing was a picture.